Hi, I'm Carol Mackay, and I'm the Clinical Director at Everything Genetic. I have been with Everything Genetics for just over 5 months now, and as Clinical Director, the main areas of responsibility that I am involved in is around the overall governance of all that we do at Everything Genetics. Now, as part of this, I have had to sort of start from scratch, but I have to say there has been a lot of good work done to date. It just needed to be documented. So what I'm currently working on is a quality manual, which encompasses various elements of two different ISO standards. That's 9001 for quality management and 27001 for data security. I'm also taking us through an application process to be registered with the CQC, the Care Quality Commission, for the genetic service that we provide to patients. As part of this, I've had to put a lot of policies and processes in place, which includes such things as risk management, risk assessments, complaints handling, monitoring of incidents and events, and just in general, trying to enable a culture of continuous quality improvements in everything we do. So how does my role differ from that of the medical director? The medical director is a qualified doctor who deals directly with patients, remotely talking to them on the phone about the genetic services and the different genetic tests that we offer. He also discusses results with them, and he can do that because he has the appropriate qualifications and experience to be able to do that. I'm a healthcare professional by background. I worked for many years in the NHS and also in private healthcare, and latterly in a commercial setting, but with a clinical background, offering my support to the commercial team. So really, the reason that I've been brought in is around using my experience to ensure that we have the infrastructure in place and the staff to support that service. It's about ensuring that we provide an effective and safe patient-facing service, that we comply with the regulations, and that we are seen to be an accredited provider of the service. So I'm also working towards ISO accreditation around this as well. Everything Genetics is a fast-growing company with many moving parts. As such, I am putting strategies in place to ensure that our services are safe, effective, compliant, and responsive to patient needs. A key part of this is developing a quality management system, which ensures all relative policies and procedures are fit for purpose and reflect what we do at Everything Genetics. We need to ensure that we comply with this Care Quality Commission minimum standards. As such, we are currently applying for a registration with the CQC because that will give us and our customers the knowledge that we are safe, effective, responsive, caring, and well-led, which is the key values of the Care Quality Commission. To date, I have put in various processes to help ensure that we have governance around everything that we do, particularly in our clinical services. We have now have in place a complaints policy and procedure, and found that this has been particularly useful when we've had to deal with customer complaints and ensure that they responded to. As such, and because we have looked at the way that we have been providing our services, we have found a significant reduction in complaints about certain areas of our services, and we are able to demonstrate that we have done that. We've also put in place policies and processes for monitoring of incidents and events. By doing this, we are working towards enabling a culture of total quality improvement. One of my responsibilities is to ensure staff responsible for clinical services have the appropriate skills, experience, and abilities to perform the role, and crucially, to feel supported in their role by me and the wider management team. From recruitment to being offered the job, the whole process of onboarding through to competency assessments and training, ensuring that they have the right skills in place to do the job, ongoing with appraisals and continuous development, we at Everything Genetic ensure that the staff are safe, responsive, competent, caring, and supported in the roles, but also crucially that they have the opportunities to develop within those roles and see this as a job that they will grow within themselves, learn within themselves, and become very much part of the bigger company. I'm passionate about patient care. So for anyone purchasing from Everything Genetic, they can expect that I will ensure that everything we do is very much focused on the patient. I would like to know that they are comfortable and feel that they are treated with respect, dignity, their privacy is taken into account, they feel listened to, and that their needs are responded to. As part of this, I have been working with the customer services team, the clinical teams, the operations manager, and HR to ensure that there's an infrastructure in place so that patients feel that they are well supported and listened to. What challenges has my role faced during the pandemic? When I joined Everything Genetic 5 months ago, we were in the middle of the second wave. So obviously, I was interviewed remotely. And also, as a consequence of the pandemic, I haven't met very many of the people that I work with on a daily basis in person. For me, as a very much a people person, this is very difficult. But however, Everything Genetic has put in place a great infrastructure to support this and reduce the fact that we can't have many face-to-faces within the company. We have various focused team meetings as well as general team meetings on a regular basis, which helps us to engage with what we do, share ideas and thoughts, either using Zoom or Teams. In my role as clinical director, I'm very much aware that normally I would be very much the type of manager that goes around the building every day and checks that everyone's okay, which is what I've been able to do in previous roles. However, I haven't been able to do this, partly because of distance, but partly also because of the fact that we have all been socially isolating. But what I hope people feel is that they always know that I am at the end of the phone, whether it's just to have a chat, or they've got an issue or concern, or they just generally want to talk, because it can be quite lonely when you work remotely. The other thing really is about the structure of the day, because working from home, you can easily not be able to distinguish between when this working day starts and when it finishes. So I have become very disciplined with myself, ensuring that I'm ready for the working day around about 9 o'clock and that I clock off between 5 and 6. I often go into the town at lunchtime just to get a sandwich, sort of simulating of what I used to do when I used to work in an office or in a hospital or a clinic. So how does a clinical director relax? I'm a naturally active person, and it has been very frustrating that I haven't been able to go to the gym, for example, or go swimming. And very recently, I was in a hotel that had a swimming pool, and it was fantastic to have a swim because I do love swimming. I also do a lot of yoga. In fact, I do yoga every day, and I see it as my replacement to the daily commute that I used to do going into central London. I think it helps with my well-being and mental health that I start the day with a little spot of yoga. I also enjoy walking. I do lots of walking. I live in the Chilterns, a beautiful area. So unfortunately, during the week, I tend not to have very much time. But if it's a nice evening, I will walk for a couple of miles around in the valleys. I've actually just completed a charity walk in the Lake District. It was very challenging, but I absolutely loved it. Other things I enjoy doing is reading, listening to music. I love dancing. We recently went to see a comedy store in the local pub, and that was absolutely fantastic. An excellent evening, lots of laughter, and just people be able to relax and enjoy themselves. So that's a few things I do, as well as meeting up with friends and family when I can.